was sneaking a sip from my daddy's corn liquor still. Hiding out by the river with the moon and a whippoorwill. Well, the leaves started crackling in the woods, something come my way.
All right, good morning, beautiful Texas. A little Chuck Mead with Gunmetal Gray kicking things off for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith, thrilled to be here talking hunting and fishing with you guys and gals on this lovely Texas morning. I tell you what, it is a lovely Texas morning indeed. I sincerely appreciate you starting your weekend off with me right here. And we've got one heck of a show lined up for you today. Off the top, how about a little waterfowl talk? Of course, waterfowl season has come and gone, but we like to stay abreast of how things are looking up north because that directly affects the number of ducks that we can expect to see fill the skies come this November. So our longtime friend of the program, Delta Waterfowl's Senior Vice President John Devney, will join us all the way from North Dakota. And John will break down how the nesting grounds are looking. And then we'll be joined in studio by Derek Lemaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. Like I mentioned last week, I had the pleasure of going on my first thermal imaging hog hunt. It was awesome. Absolutely great experience. Derek and his partner Nathan run a great outfit. And we're going to talk about thermal hog hunting. We're going to talk about, and I'll get Derek to divulge some of his secrets as far as his favorite baiting techniques are concerned. And I promise you, you won't believe one of these. I'm serious. I never would have thought of it. So that's coming up with Derek Lemaster. Then we'll round out the broadcast by talking some bass fishing with Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick. I always love visiting with Heath because he's just got a wealth of knowledge on largemouth bass. And he'll tell us how he's catching them right now. And also some great news on Lake Fork. The hydrilla is coming back. So Lake Fork might be rising to the top here again pretty soon. So that's coming up with Heath. Let's see what else. Real quick, don't forget to send me your favorite outdoor photos for May. Once again, our May winner will get to customize their own pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Then I think our other prize is coming up June. We're going to give away a Brute Outdoors cooler. That is going to be an absolutely sick prize because I've got one of those. I tell you what, best cooler I've ever owned. And then July, and this is kind of a secret, but Derek and Nathan from Black Ops Tactical Hunt, I guess I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, but anyway, they're going to donate a thermal imaging hog hunt for two hunters as our July grand prize for the Photo of the Month contest. So lots of great prizes coming up. All you have to do is email me your favorite outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. If you're on the Twitter, be sure to follow us. It's at Lone Star Outdoors. And then like our Facebook page. And, of course, don't forget that we've got our Lone Star Outdoor Show T-shirts available on the website at lonestaroutdoorshow.com. So a few shameless plugs there. Oh, one last thing to mention here before we take a quick break. Last week, Oklahoma passed some legislation that will make it an open carry state. Joins a list of about 7 or 8 other open carry states. What do you think about Texas? Should Texas become an open carry state? Because I guarantee you, a lot of folks out there think we should. But what are your thoughts? Should Texas follow suit? Email me what you think to cablewaco@yahoo.com, and I may just read your email on the air next week. So once again, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just email me at cablewaco@yahoo.com. Let's work in a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Delta Waterfowl's John Devney. We're talking spring nesting conditions coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Tonight we're fishing off the jetty, counting stars until the dawn. Grab that fishing pole tighter, son, I think you got a big one on.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Newland Real Estate currently has two of North Texas' most beautiful properties listed. In Aubrey, the heart of horse country, we have a 6,500-square-foot custom home on 351 acres of rolling hills and mature trees with a 21-stall show barn with round pen and cross-fence pasture. Also in Sanger, a 175-acre cattle or hunting ranch with scenic hilltop views. It is heavily treed and fenced for cattle with ponds and tons of wildlife. Go to NorthTexasRealEstate.com for more information. That's NorthTexasRealEstate.com. Remember the name you can trust. Newland Real Estate.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature GameGuard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out. And it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. Newland Real Estate is your North Texas farm and ranch acreage property specialist, and right now they have the amazing four-star ranch listed in Salina, Texas. 74 acres of rolling terrain, mature trees, a creek, three ponds, and five-acre lake offer great fishing and abundant wildlife. Thousands of feet of pipe and cable fencing outline the property, and the 8,400-square-foot Savannah-style home boasts every luxury upgrade imaginable. Of course, there's also a greenhouse, fuel house, and barn, so bring your horses. Remember, the name you can trust, Newland Real Estate. Visit NorthTexasRealEstate.com. Today. Right, Duck Blind's the name of that one from our buddy Justin Bowerman. Great stuff there from our good friend. And how appropriate, too, since we're just seconds away from talking some ducks here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, by the way. Thanks for tuning in and letting me ride shotgun with you. This segment of the show, proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, offering everything you need for those last-minute spring food plots, including the Dr. Deer-backed buck forage oats. Not too late to get that seed in the ground. Call Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED today or visit senderoseed.com. Well, moving right along here, now is that time of the year where we like to check in on how our feathered friends are faring up north. So here to talk ducks and spring nesting with us today, it's my pleasure to welcome our longtime buddy, Delta Waterfowl's John Devney, back to the show.
Yeah, I wish it was a little closer to duck season, Cable, but I guess we deal with it. Can't always be duck season.
That is right, my friend. But first of all, before we really get into things here today, John, I was looking at y'all's website and noticed that you have a new title. You're no longer the senior vice president. You're now the senior director of U.S. policy.
Well, Cable, it's, I think everybody at Delta Waterfall knows, and we've talked about it in the past, that what happens on the private land landscape does more to affect duck populations than any other single thing. And I've been serving in this role sort of part-time against a backdrop of other responsibilities. So now is the time for me to really dive in to the sort of policies that are going to shape whether we have good fall flights of ducks or not. And it's a pretty exciting opportunity. And it's a challenging one, too, because, as you well know, commodity prices are at all-time high. Things we've talked about in the past, CRP participation is declining.
Mm-hmm.
We're in an era of tight fiscal circumstances. So, you know, wrestling good policy outcomes in this current environment is going to be challenging. But I think it's why Delta's chosen to move me into this role nearly full-time. And they've got colleagues on the north half of North America working on our ALICE policy vision in Canada. So I'll be primarily looking after the file here in the United States.
Well, I'm sure I can speak for all Texas waterfowlers and say that we're excited to have someone with your knowledge and skill set taking on that newly created role. But John, let's go ahead and get right into some nesting talk this morning. You are one of our show's oldest friends, and this is that time of the year where we like to check in with you and find out how everything is looking up there in your neck of the woods as far as spring nesting is concerned.
You know, Cable, it's pretty interesting. Had you asked me what it would look like a year from now, or even say you and I talked last year during dove season, which I think we did.
You bet.
Or dove season or teal season, we would have anticipated conditions to be, because we've been so bloody wet. You know, last year when we talked, we had water all the way, all the core prairie breeding areas from Edmonton, Alberta to Sioux Falls, South Dakota were absolutely ridiculously sopping wet. And we've gone through a huge transformation. It's pretty dry out there in some places and pretty average lots of places. And we certainly aren't blessed with the super abundant water that we had this time last year.
Okay. And John, are ducklings already on the ground at this point?
Our research crews on Sunday found the first hatching pintail nest in North Dakota on one of our study sites in northeastern North Dakota. So yeah, we're just starting to see the very, very, very first ducklings on the landscape. Most of those, of course, would be mallards and pintails. And you know, it looks to me like the blue-winged teal and shovelers and some of the rest of those species really haven't even started to nest yet. But we're starting to see some mallard ducklings here within the last couple of days.
John, one thing you brought up that I want to hit on, blue-winged teal. You know, it seems like every spring and summer, I just see more and more of them choosing to go ahead and nest in Texas. I mean, you can go out to any golf course in North or South Texas, and they seem to be content to basically stop migrating farther north and just go ahead and nest here.
Well, and teal are one of those species that we expect to sort of kind of be in and out of the survey area, Cable. You know, they will, you know, for example, if it's really wet in Nebraska or Kansas, they'll camp out there for a summer, and we don't count them. And we know that when water conditions aren't fantastic here in the prairies, they bugger off into other areas. And so they've got blue-winged teal are one of those species, along with mallards, that, you know, can wander out of the core of the breeding habitat from time to time.
Yes, sir. We've got plenty of those park mallards down here in Texas as well. John, last year was epic as far as duck numbers were concerned. Compare this current forecast for this year's hatch to last year.
Well, Cable, I think, you know, my sort of assessment based on what I'm seeing both with my own eyes and what I'm hearing from other folks is conditions, with a few exceptions, both to the good and the bad, are going to be pretty average. I would expect we're not going to see that show up as a big decrease in duck numbers this year. Yeah, I think there's some exceptions to that. I think, you know, if I had to hazard a guess, I'd guess pintail and blue-wing numbers are going to be down a little bit just because we don't have that extraordinarily high numbers of temporary and seasonal wetlands, so we may lose some of those buggers. But, you know, I think duck numbers overall are going to be pretty decent. When the Fish and Wildlife Service released the results of the survey in late June, early July. But I'm not very optimistic that we're going to have the big reproductive effort that we had last year. I don't think we're going to have the kind of production we saw the last several summers this year, unless something changes pretty drastically. And we're getting pretty late for things to change pretty drastically.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the abundance of temperate and seasonal wetlands to really drive a huge renesting effort. And that's where we get the big kick in production.
Okay. Well, around these parts, you know, around Texas, it's kind of known as the year of the gadwall this past season. If it wasn't for gray ducks, I mean, I think a lot of hunters would have had miserable seasons because we just didn't have any cold weather to bring the big flights of greenheads this far south. And I was just looking at some stuff online and realized that gadwall, I believe, after mallard and I think maybe blue-winged teal, is now the third most populous duck in the United States.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I mean, in gadwall numbers have been sort of surging in importance. If you go back and look at gadwall numbers in the 50s and 70s, Cable, they weren't that important. They weren't that important in the breeding population, and they weren't that important in hunters' bags. And that's really changed, and it really started to change in the 80s, and it really took off in the 90s. Something about all this CRP in the Dakotas has really sent gadwall into another entirely different realm. Same goes with shovelers in blue-winged teal. I mean, we saw blue-winged teal populations last spring that we've never come close to seeing in the past. And a lot of that's attributable to great upland cover conditions, nesting cover conditions in the Dakotas, significantly improved by the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, good wetland programs and policies here, and a string of really wet years for quite some time.
Well, we are certainly thankful for the gray duck down here in Texas, especially this past season. But kind of on the other side of the page, you know, we talked about the rise of the gadwall. What about the fall of the widgeon? I mean, that's kind of concerning, too. Their numbers are way down.
You know, the widgeon are, Cable, that's a great question. And frankly, it's one I don't have a great answer for you on. Widgeon nest in sort of in north of the prairies, in the boreal forest largely. And of all the duck species, boy, I don't know if there's a duck species we know less about than widgeon. You know, we know a lot about mallards, obviously. We know a lot about teal. We know a lot about pintail. We know a lot more about scop than we did 10, 15 years ago. We know a lot about canvasback, know a fair bit about redheads, but we don't know a lot about widgeon. Frankly, we don't know that as much about green-winged teal as we do about blue-winged, because they nest in sort of the same areas that widgeon do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody could give you a smoking gun sort of cause for the widgeon decline. The interesting thing is green-winged teal are generally inhabiting the same breeding habits and have high degree of overlap actually on the wintering grounds. And green-winged teal numbers are faring quite well. So I don't know what it is about widgeon, but I think they're on a lot of people's radar because they've been in decline. They've been below the long-term average and our goals for that population for a long time. And people are starting to ask questions and starting to think about it a little more.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because a nice bald pate, man, that is a beautiful duck. One of my favorite birds to harvest. Let's change it up, though, real quick before I let you go. I noticed some stuff on y'all's website regarding agricultural policy change, and that subject is always a touchy one for waterfowl enthusiasts. But what are the pressing issues going on with that right now?
Well, you know, the Senate has come out with, has passed a farm bill out of the Senate Ag Committee. It's unclear as to what, you know, the final form of that's going to be or whether the full Senate or the House takes up the farm bill before the election cycle gets started here. But, you know, one of the things that I think it's important for everybody to remember is that well over 90% of the ducks produced each year are produced on private lands. And so the kind of farm bill that we have, Cable, really determines the kind of duck flights we're going to have. And, I mean, obviously weather's important. It's going to be wet and it's going to be dry. We can't control that. But, you know, the kind of voluntary incentive-based programming we have available for farmers and how competitive those programs are is really going to be important. And, you know, things like the Conservation Reserve Program, it's been cut in recent farm bills. It may be, there's talk that it will be cut in this one. And that's less nesting cover that we're going to have in partnership with farmers and ranchers here in the U.S. portion of the Prairie Pothole region. And then there's some more subtle things, just simple things like a potential change in the way we're going to support farmers in the future has real significant consequences about wetlands conservation.
Pretty concerning stuff, man. John, let's plan on touching base again prior to duck season, and we'll get you to tell us how all that stuff regarding agricultural policy change has played out. And at that point, I'm sure you'll also have a pretty accurate idea of exactly how many ducks will fill the skies this fall.
Yeah, and we'll have good, you know, Fish and Wildlife Service will release the results from their spring breeding surveys here probably in late June and early July, and we'll have a little bit more time gone by to see what the breeding effort looks like. But, you know, at least right now, it's amazing. We've gone from so remarkably wet to pretty average in a really short amount of time.
Yes, sir, John. Just kind of one of those things, man. Always cyclical.
That's right. Lord knows you people in your part of the world know about drought.
That is for sure, my friend. John, always a pleasure, and I look forward to touching base again before duck season.
Sounds great, Cable. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Take care.
All right, you too.
So there he goes, our longtime buddy, John Devney, the Senior Director of U.S. Policy of Delta Waterfowl. And by the way, if you're not a member of Delta, do yourself a favor. Go to their website, deltawaterfowl.org. I think an annual membership is only like $30, and that includes a bi-monthly magazine full of great waterfowling info. They are absolutely one of my favorite conservation organizations, so be sure to check them out when you have a chance. Well, let's work in a quick break here. When we come back, we'll shift gears. We'll be joined in studio by Derek LeMaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. I had the pleasure of tagging along a thermal imaging hog hunt with these guys last week. It was an absolute blast. We're going to talk all about it. Coming up, we're doing some pig control. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargoes anywhere. CM Cargoes, Wells Cargoes, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
Sweetwater Creek Bow Hunting Ranch was designed specifically with the Texas bow hunter in mind. And of course, we hunt axis, fallow, and red deer through mid-March. Right now, hunters choose between $100 off your hunt or adding a doe to your harvest at no cost, whichever you choose. Our 2,500-acre high fence, bow-only ranch is located just outside DFW in Decatur. Call Jim Bob Little at 940-393-5853 or visit sweetwatercreekbowhunt.com to book your hunt today.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hey, this is the Pig Man. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Stay in the Italy Motel. Wanted by the law, cause he skipped bail. Yet he tells her one more lie. Just before she starts to cry, and if her daddy finds her.
A little coup de grace coming at you on this Texas weekend. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to the one and only Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We're here every weekend, and I sincerely appreciate you tuning in this morning. By the way, real quick, for any coup de grace fans out there, I just found out that the guys will be reuniting, and they'll play 12 shows over the next 12 months, but I'll be damned if I'm not going to make one of those tour dates. Anyway, thought some of you Texas music junkies out there might want to know that. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in at one of their convenient Metroplex locations for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Rudy's, true Texas-style barbecue. Well, without further delay, what do y'all say we go ahead and talk a little pig killing this morning? We're now joined in studio by my good buddy, Derek LeMaster, co-owner of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. Derek, thanks for dropping in, man.
Hey, good to be here, Cable.
We are certainly thrilled to have you. And last week I mentioned that I had the pleasure of going out and hunting with Black Ops Tactical Hunts. We had a heck of a good time. We'll get into all of that momentarily. But first of all, Derek, why don't you talk a little bit about how this hunting outfit came to be?
Yeah, well, you know, there was a lot of interest online in thermal hunting, particularly hogs. Some guys out of Georgia had started it about 5 years ago. And just recently, a lot of thermal scopes have hit the consumer market, and there's a lot of hunters out there that are interested in this, and we thought there might be an opportunity to pursue this in the North Texas area and throughout Texas.
Well, Derek, obviously, you've got a passion for killing pigs. Is pig hunting something you did a lot of growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just about like everybody else who hunts in Texas, you know, after deer season, you're looking for something to do. And, you know, we've always got hogs. There's never a shortage of those guys. And, you know, there's no limit on them. And, you know, you can pretty much get out there any time of day and find hogs running around. So, you know, that's pretty much how I got into it. It's just always available and always out there. So it's a lot of fun.
Hey, I'm all for killing pigs any day, anytime, like just about every other Texan. Let's go ahead and talk about our hunt, though. Now, first of all, y'all's proximity to DFW is ideal. I mean, Jack County is less than 2 hours away. And y'all have a lodge, a nice place there, kind of like your home base. And I believe that property is actually in your partner Nathan's family. But that doesn't even scratch the surface to the total acreage that you guys have permission to hog hunt.
Yeah, well, we do have Nathan's place, the Haston Ranch. But other than that, we have access to over 10,000 acres in Jack County. And that kind of got started just by word of mouth. There's a lot of people out there that are looking to eradicate their hogs. And, you know, we'll come do it for free. So, you know, we're always advertising, looking for new places. And it's just been kind of building like that.
Right on. Derek, let's go ahead and talk about the equipment, because that was something that really impressed me. I had obviously never used any type of thermal imaging to hunt. So the first thing we did when we got to the lodge was we took the guns out and sighted them in. And that gave me a chance to kind of get familiar with the gun and the scope. Now, you actually used like hot hands, like something that you would have in your pocket on a winter's morning in the duck blind or in a deer stand. And you activated it. And that is what we used for our target.
Yeah, well, you know, the AR platform that we're using AR-15s. We have Bushmaster and Wyndham as our sponsors, and the caliber that we're using is .223 and .308, and you know, the scopes are a lot of fun, and like you said, when we first got out there, that was the first thing we did. We're going to go out to the range and get you know accustomed to shooting those thermal scopes. And the great thing about thermal scopes is it has nothing to do with light. You know, the thermal scope is operating completely independently of light source. So the one thing that we have to do when we're sighting them in out on the range is we have to come up with a heat source. And that's when we'll use the hot hands, like you said, you know, the little packages of I don't know what chemicals are inside, but you know, we'll activate those things and we'll tag that up on the board on the target, and you know, we'll get 50 yards away and that thing will light up. You know, it'll be a bright white spot, and that's what we'll use to sight in the guns.
Right. So we were actually shooting 223s, but you guys have already ordered a couple of 308s, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. We have two more 308s coming, and then our next set, which will be the next set of four, those will all be 308s. But you know, for the most part, as long as you have good shot placement, a 223 will work. We're using a 55 grain FMJ, and we haven't really had any problems with those. So you know, it's kind of just up to the client what they want to shoot. Some clients are more accustomed to using a larger caliber, and some people like the 223. So it's just kind of what they prefer.
Right on. And if you know anyone out there is listening hasn't shot an AR, the cool thing about it to me is they're really not that loud, first of all, and second of all, basically no recoil whatsoever on those things.
No, and a lot of people that haven't shot them before are kind of worried about that. And you know, a lot of guys that we've talked to want to bring out their sons, maybe 15 or 16, and they might be a little wary of what that might be like for them shooting it for the first time. But we've got to say that we've never had an issue with that. There's hardly any recoil, and they're not that loud. And if you do, you know, if you have some kind of, you know, ear problems, you can always wear the earmuffs and it won't bother you. But yeah, I mean, it's an easy platform to get accustomed to once you start shooting it. You know, we do spend quite a bit of time out on the range before we go hunt, just to make sure that everyone understands the process that we're going to go through when we put on a stock on the hogs. Just to make sure everybody's using the gun safely and that everyone feels comfortable.
Uh-huh. And it's very important to get familiar with the new piece of equipment the first time you use it. Now, as far as the actual hunt, I don't know what I thought. You know, I might have thought we'd just, you know, drive around these fields till we saw some hogs through the thermal and just start unloading on them. But it's not that easy. While the thermal imaging scopes are awesome tools, you still have to execute a pretty stealthy stalk. Hogs have a great sense of smell, so you got to play the wind. And then, you know, if there's more than one hunter, you've got to pull the trigger at the exact same time. And you told me, hey, we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, and shoot on zero. And the first group of pigs we came across, you go 3, 2, 1, 0, bam, 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 bam. And two hogs were laying on the ground, and neither one were because of me.
Well, you know, that's kind of the name of the game. You know, it's not shooting fish in a barrel. And there's a lot of people out there that may think that it is. But, you know, there's some tough aspects to this because, you know, we like you said, we have another piece. You know, we use it as our spotting scope. It's made by FLIR. And we can pick up, you know, heat detection from about 1,000 yards away. Once we do that, unless we have, you know, Tom Berenger out there from Sniper, we'll have to put on a stock at that time. So, there is some walking involved, and you know, we're trying to get to about 75 or 50 yards away from these guys. So, you know, getting up that close is not easy. You know, pigs can't see, but they can smell. So there's a lot of playing the wind and trying to get in a good position before you get up there. And you know, once you get to about 50 yards, then it's on. But you know that's part of the fun with this whole deal is you know, trying to plan a strategy to get up there. And then, you know, once you do get up there, like you said, you know, put that crosshair on him and just, you know, start pulling the trigger.
Yeah, and the funny thing was that you say, okay, you said, well, we're going to shoot on 3, 2, 1, 0, shoot on zero. Yeah, I knew that's what you said.
Yeah.
But I guess just being the new guy, I didn't want to jump the gun and mess things up. So I waited until you actually shot, and I'm sure that there's some pretty funny video that's going to be available at some point of me missing 5 times and, you know, sequentially right after that.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the video up, so I'm sorry to do that to you, but and I kind of feel bad because I might have not done the countdown loud enough, but, you know, when we shoot on zero, you know, when we get to zero, everyone's pulling triggers, and I don't know if you heard me, but I'm sitting over there just dropping hogs, and I turned around, and I looked at you, and I knew something went wrong because I didn't see any hogs down over there, and you know, I felt bad because we had brought you out right then at that point, but, you know, we were able to put you on one about an hour later, and you didn't have any problem then.
No, that was the biggest hog I've ever shot. You know, I've shot hogs, but I think that guy probably went 220 pounds easy, and by far the biggest one that I'd ever killed. So that was pretty awesome. And I guess, what, we were about maybe 50 yards, and one shot from that 223 just, bam, dropped him.
Yeah. That was the hog that you killed was definitely over 200 pounds. And where we took you there was our honey hole. And that's the place that we've been seeing, 200 plus, 300 plus boars every week. And you know, when they're out, they're normally by themselves. And I knew when we came up on that spot, when we saw that guy from about 250 yards away, I knew he was by himself. I knew it was a big boar. So I knew you were going to get a shot to get up there and pull the trigger. And, you know, getting up there, moving through the brush was a lot of fun. And then, you know, when we got up there, I stepped back. I was going to let you take him. And, you know, I had my fingers crossed. And, you know, you said you're a good shooter, and you proved yourself right. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I don't know if I ever said I was a good shot, but it definitely felt good to redeem myself and actually get that kill on video. Derek, we got to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment? Because I don't think I've had my fill of pig hunting yet this morning.
Yeah, we can do that. I got some fishing to get to, but I can hang in here.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. We'll be right back with more from Derek LeMaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I've got my heart strapped to my sleeve. I've got my sleeve tucked in my jeans. I've got my jeans stuffed in my boots. Got my boots walking back to you.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Whitetail season has come and gone, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Alaska's all-inclusive Kodiak Sportsman's Lodge is the place to go for the fishing trip of a lifetime. You'll enjoy Alaska's highest bag limits for king salmon, black sea bass, yellow-eye, lingcod, silver salmon, and halibut. Only 7 boats operate out of Old Harbor, and Kodiak owns 4 of them, so fishing pressure is never an issue. Drop lines within 20 minutes of the lodge in waters that are weather-protected in the Sitka-Kalitik Strait. Call 866-744-8777 or visit KodiakSportsmansLodge.com to book your fishing trip on Kodiak Island, one of the last great American frontiers.
Hey, this is Jared Allen of Minnesota Vikings, and you're listening to Cable Smith on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
My marker 595 just passed my window side. I didn't stop, didn't wonder why. Just kept on driving.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. I know I am. How could I not be? I'm doing what I love, talking hunting and fishing with you guys and gals out there. Real quick, a correction from last week. I told y'all that it was the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that named Falcon Lake the number one rated bass fishing lake in the country. And I need to correct that. It was actually Bassmaster Magazine that named Falcon number one. And actually, that probably means a lot more coming from them. So I don't know how I botched that. But anyway, one of those things that makes me even more proud to be from the Lone Star State. Well, this segment of the show is proudly brought to you by STI. They're based right there in Georgetown, Texas, one of the world's premier pistol manufacturers. They've got a full line of handguns, and they are Texas-made and 100% employee-owned. I absolutely love my 9mm. Be sure to check it out, STIGuns.com, for your next pistol. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with our good buddy Derek LeMaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. If you're just joining us, I had the pleasure of tagging along with Derek and his buddy Cole on my first ever thermal imaging hog hunt. It was an absolute blast. Derek, thanks for sticking around through the break, man.
You bet, Cable.
So, Derek, let's go back to the beginning here real quick, because at one point, you probably were just doing this for fun, and then realized that this is so awesome, people are going to love this so much, that you could turn this into a legitimate hunting operation.
At first, we kind of tried to do some research on our own, and it was fun then. It was just us going out there and using these thermal imaging products that we'd been seeing, online. And I think that once we got out there and started using it, we realized that a lot of people are going to love this. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have hunted at night before using night vision. And, and I have too, but once I tried this, I knew that I had found something that I loved. There's nothing like it. With the thermal, your capabilities are just far more greater than using night vision. Like I said before, you don't have to have any kind of ambient light. You can go out on a new moon and pick up heat signatures from 1,000 yards away. So there's so much action. There's never any downtime when we go out and we start a hunt. We're going to be going for about 6 hours when we start about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And that whole time there's action because, we're always scanning a field. We're going to pick up a hog from 500 yards away, put a stalk on him. We're going to turn around and there might be hogs in a field right behind us. So with the thermal scopes at night, it just never stops. Usually when we end is when we get too tired, and about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, we all just crash.
Yep. And one other cool thing is that, say there aren't any hogs in a specific field. Well, you can still see deer. You can see raccoons, coyotes. I'd love to do a predator hunt with one of those bad boys. And talk about ironic. At one point I look over with the thermal scope and there's a whitetail bedded down underneath a tower blind. So you never know what you're going to see. Derek, what is the biggest pig that you or one of your clients has killed using thermal imaging?
Within the past 2 months, I've killed one that came in about 340. Everyone says that they've seen, hogzillas around Texas. And there might be some, but we're seeing them consistently out in Jack County. Just about every week we'll see a pig that's over 250, that's probably in the 300 range. But the biggest I had came in about 340. And the funny thing is we keep seeing them. I keep thinking that, that's going to be the last one that we're going to see, but they're still out there. And, there's some secret places out there that we try to hold on to and we don't want to publicize those places. But, I guess out in Jack County, they haven't really been killing them off like they have in some other places. So, we're trying to put a dent in them. We're just not succeeding.
Well, try as hard as you want. You'll never put a dent in them. Derek, this is a new business venture for you guys, and there is nobody offering this type of service in the northern part of Texas at all. And something else that's pretty cool that y'all are doing, in addition to booking hunts, you guys will also have a full e-commerce store right there on your website. Now, a lot of these scopes go from like $5,000 to $15,000, so they're pretty expensive. That prices someone like me out of the ballgame. But I can swing the occasional $500 and enjoy hunting with you guys for an entire night, have a hell of a good time, and not have to spend $15,000.
Yeah, I mean, besides doing all the guided hunts, which is where I think we're going to get most of our business, we are going to have a complete e-commerce site where we're going to be selling all the thermal scopes and all the products that are associated with that. But there's a new base model that just came out from a company called ATN that some people might be familiar with. They came out with a new thermal scope. It's called the Thor. And it starts off at about $5,500 for their base model, but it all goes all the way up to $12,000. We do have other brands of scopes. There's a company in Plano called Nighthawk They have a great scope, and it starts off at about 14.7. So, you know, when we're talking to clients and they're interested in thermal hunting, most people aren't going to write a check for 15 grand or even 5 grand for that matter. But it's a lot easier just to come out and you know, pay $500 and come hunt with us for the night, and you get the experience of a lifetime. You know, you can keep the pictures forever. And, you know, if you're just going to do it once or twice a year, it might be easier for you just to come hunt with us rather than to buy the equipment. If there's some guy out there, you know, if he's going to be hunting in Africa, you know, next week, and he's going to want to take a thermal scope, we definitely want him to go to our website and check those out.
Well, and, you know, just for most of our listeners, they're probably not like me. They're not going to pay $5,000 for a scope, but they probably would swing $500 for a special occasion hunt.
You know, even for us as a business, you know, it's an investment in these scopes, and they're great products. I mean, they're going to last. You know, these products are mil spec. You know, these aren't cheap toys. That it's not like going to Cabela's and buying a $200 night vision piece. You know, these products have a lot of military engineering, you know, because that's where they came from. And before these new consumer grade products came out, you know, all that was out there was just used military thermal scopes. But now these products that have recently come out that they're marketing towards hunters, they're great quality. I mean, they're the quality that the military would use, but they just have some more user-friendly options on them that would be more beneficial to hunters.
Well, let's talk just a little bit more about the outfit here for a second. How many hunters will you guys take out at one time? I know that y'all have 4 scopes and 4 guns already, but what's the max number of guys you'll take at one time?
You know, 4 is the max that we'll take out. Not because of lack of equipment, but more because you start get up to 5, 6, 7 guys, and it really decreases your chance of getting up on some hogs. That's just that much more noise. It's just that much more smell, depending on who you bring out with you. So, you know, as far as who we're going to take out, we'll do a max of 4. But in the future, and we're talking to some different outfitters in East Texas, we're hopefully going to be opening up a second hunting spot in East Texas on some game ranches out there. You know, hopefully in the future we'll have 2 different regions that we'll be able to do guided hunts on.
Pretty cool, man. Derek, let's change gears here now. Talk about some baiting secrets that you guys have had success with. And I'm not asking you to give away all your secrets, but just some helpful tips to our fellow hog hunters out there.
You know, I guess it's not that big of a secret. You can look it up on any hunting forum or hog hunting forum online. But, you know, corn and diesel fuel, as crazy as it sounds, is a great mix. And diesel is not cheap, but it's a lot cheaper than a bag of hog wild. You just mix that in with your corn, and we've had great success with that.
Right.
I heard recently if you take a used railroad tie and you soak it in diesel and just bury that in the ground with about 3 or 4 feet sticking up in the air without any corn, hogs will be attracted to that, and they'll come up to it and rub on it, and you know, you might be pulling them in for a week or so before you got to go back out and pour some more diesel on it. So, you know, there's some interesting things out there. We're always trying new stuff. There are a couple things that we're using right now that we will not say what they are, but
well, I can vouch for the diesel corn mix because that's what I shot that 200-pound plus boar over the other night.
Like I said, we've got 10,000 acres, so there's always pigs out there. It's just a matter of how many you're going to run into and how big they're going to be.
Well, I can say from experience that you are speaking the truth, man. Now, I know y'all are on Facebook, of course, the website, blackopstx.com, a really cool feature. You can pick out your date. You can actually see who your guide will be right there on the website and make your payment all right there. So very user-friendly. And then, of course, you've got the e-commerce store as well with all sorts of great equipment. Derek, I sure appreciate the invite. I had a hell of a good time hunting with you guys the other night, and I look forward to the next time I get to come out there to Jack County and do a little pig killing with Black Ops Tactical Hunts.
You know, I appreciate you coming out. Appreciate you having me here on the show, and wish you'd come do some bass fishing with me today.
Man, I'll have to take a rain check this time, buddy, because the Texas coast is calling my name. I'm heading down to Port Aransas to chase those reds and trout immediately after this morning's broadcast. So we'll have to do it next time, my friend.
All right, sounds good, Cable. We'll see you.
So there he goes, our good buddy Derek LeMaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. I'm thinking birthday parties, bachelor parties. This might be the new in thing. And Derek actually just walked out the door, and that sucks because I can't believe we forgot to bring this up. Derek and Nathan will actually be sponsoring our July Photo of the Month contest. two of our listeners are going to get to hunt with Black Ops Tactical Hunts for free. All you have to do is email me your best outdoor photos. You know the drill. If you've got a good outdoor photo that you've been sitting on, you might want to hold on to it until July, because this is one hell of a grand prize. So be thinking about that. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll shift gears. We'll be joined by our good buddy and longtime Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick. We're talking big bass coming up only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, baby, go ahead and arrange the flowers and prepare my eulogy. Call my brothers to be my pallbearers.
Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking to Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor, Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Inn, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate, your acreage property specialist.
Howdy, this is Robert Earl Keen, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Up this morning, before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in the pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5 pound.
The Lone Star Outdoor Show Zone. Robert Earl Keen bringing us back on this lovely Texas morning. I'm Cable Smith, thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by Blue Creek Whitetails, located in Wharton County. They offer the finest in South Texas whitetail hunting. Visit BlueCreekWhitetails.com to book your hunt today. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bass fishing this morning. It's my pleasure to welcome our good buddy and Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick, back to the program.
Hey, Cable, thanks for having me on. It's always good and a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, my friend. Heath, let's go ahead and start with the water level out there at Lake Fork, because I know that has changed the game drastically over the past, month to month and a half.
Yeah, the water levels have come up tremendously over the last, 6 to 7 weeks. We're only about a foot low right now, so we're still low, but there's a lot more water in the lake, a lot of cover, a lot of grass, you know, all the stuff, the flooded vegetation and stuff, you know, is coming on, and we're starting to find some hydrilla again, so that's good news for everybody. You know, it's been a long time since we've had any hydrilla in the lake, and, you know, there's starting to be some pretty good patches around. Everybody's being pretty tight-lipped about where they're at, but there is good green grass growing on Lake Fork right now in certain areas.
Right.
So, you know, so anybody that's coming out of Lake Fork, you know, be sure to, you know, you go to your favorite spot, check for some hydrilla growing. And it's growing out deep. It's not shallow. It's 7-8 foot deep kind of stuff, and pretty green. So I know that'll be good news to a lot of people like Fishing Fork and back when in the heyday when we had all the grass. So it's starting to come back.
Right on. And so 7 to 8 foot, and that's pretty much consistent with where the water level was for the last 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. But basically about where the water line was in these pockets, now that it's come up 7 foot, that edge, basically the old water line, is about where that grass is growing. And, you know, it's not everywhere. I mean, you have to go look for it. I mean, it's not like it's in every pocket or anywhere, but it's growing in the middles,
mm-hmm.
you know, back where, like I said, the old water line was.
Right on. So, overall, how's the fishing been?
Fish has been good. You know, we're still in that post-spawn transition stage. You know, last full moon, we had some fish up spawning again. I think that's going to be our last wave of spawners. And the best pattern right now has been points, secondary points and main lake points leading out to the main lake is where we're catching most of our fish. The depth to concentrate on has been 10, I'll say 8 to 12 foot next to wood. They're relating really close to the wood, and the depth, magic depth, has been 8 to 12 foot. And, you know, just about every secondary point and main lake point has some fish on them right now. And so, you know, it's just, it's a numbers game. Just hit as many points as you can. And when you find a school, just sit on them and catch them until they quit biting.
And I guess last time we talked, you were using, I guess, crankbaits predominantly was what you were having a lot of luck on early in the morning. Is that kind of still holding true right now?
There's still an early morning bite. That flooded vegetation that we mentioned earlier, if you throw anything like a spinnerbait, chatterbait, small squarebill up over that flooded vegetation, there's school in action in the morning, so I'm still fishing that first thing off the bat until the sun gets up. You know, fishing the shallow fish and the schooling fish to catch those early. And then I'm moving back out to the points, like I said. And what I've been using is drop shots, tomato-colored worms, which is a bright red worm that Zoom makes, and they call it tomato. Then the Carolina rig. I've been throwing a Carolina rig with a Zoom Super Fluke on.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the... You know, in the mornings, you know, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, pop R's, yellow magics, and then move out to the points once the top water bite slows down.
And as far as just to give folks an idea of the depth that you're looking for, you know, on these points?
I've been looking for, I'm fishing out 8 to 12 foot is close to the timber. The more timber and wood that you have on the end of the points, the better. And just fish that wood. I mean, just rub it. You know, try to rub the bark off of it because they are holding really tight to the wood. You know, that's what I try to get to my customers. I mean, there's a lot of timber and you see it. If you throw down the middle of it, chances are you're not going to get bit. I mean, throw next to it and bring your baits by the edge of the wood as close as you can. Mm-hmm. And that's been the key to getting bit on the points.
Well, okay, let's just see. So over the next couple of weeks, do you see the pattern changing? You mentioned this last wave of spawners probably came in with that full moon. How do you think things are going to change up here in the next 2 to 4 weeks?
Oh, they're heading out to the deeper water to get set up on their summertime spots right now. Like I said, they're all staging out on the secondary points and points, and now they're heading out, you know, to the roadbeds, the pond dams, your humps. You know, any kind of structure out on that deep stuff. I've been catching a few fish out there. I mean, I haven't found the big schools like I did, you know, last year, but they're heading that way. I mean, you know, you go from not catching any out there to you catch 3 or 4, you know, so they're heading out to the deep water. I'm expecting them to be anywhere from 20 to 30 foot of water, you know, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to all be set up out there. And I'm going to be keying on road beds, bridges, pond dams, and all the different humps are throughout Lake Fork. I was saying, you know, and again, my favorite type of fishing's out there deep, and we're going to be throwing, you know, football head jigs and Carolina rigs predominantly.
Well, Heath, I'm sure that you heard Bassmaster Magazine named Falcon Lake the number one bass fishing lake in the country. But, you know, through the years, since the early 80s, all of the lakes in Texas combined haven't equaled what Lake Fork has been able to produce year in and year out as far as sharelunkers are concerned. And with its hydrilla and new vegetation, might not be long until Lake Fork is back on top of the Texas bass fishing scene.
The only problem with Lake Falcon is where it's located.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not.
You got to be kind of brave to head down there these days.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's risk and reward, I guess. But, you know, all these lakes go through cycles.
Well, Fork is always that one constant.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And they all go through cycles. And like I said, when I reported, is that grass coming back that I was talking about? It's some pretty stuff. If it keeps growing, Fork will be back to its old self here in short order.
Right on, brother. Well, y'all check it out, lakeforkfishingguide.com. Heath would love to take you out on the fishing trip of your lifetime on the legendary Lake Fork. Heath, appreciate it, and we will touch base with you again soon, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Cable. Thanks for having me on.
So there he goes, our good buddy, Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick. Oh, man. I always seem to lose track of time because I'm just having too much fun. Unfortunately, that's going to do it for today. Thanks to all of our guests, of course. John Devney, our longtime friend, the Senior Director of U.S. Policy for Delta Waterfowl. Also, Derek LeMaster of Black Ops Tactical Hunts. And then our good buddy Heath Hardwick down there from Lake Fork as well. Next week, I believe we'll have Pat Green with us, so I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. It's time to head down to the coast. Here's a little Brandon Keys, Saltwater Bays. That's where I'm headed. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well, my buddy said he'd rather fish in a lake. It doesn't compare to these saltwater bays. I got a little embarrassed when he brought out the coors, so I brought out my box of my chartreuse lures. Because the weather's nice and the water's bright, man, I could fish here all damn night. When you had a bad day and your mind is in a haze, you can clear your head in these salt.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris and the Outdoor Superstore in Goklate, Texas. I sure would like to thank everybody for making Hoffpower Polaris' 2011 our best year in business yet. And I've got a feeling that 2012 is going to be even better. Speaking of 2011 and 2012, we've got a few 2011 model Polaris' still on the lot. You bargain hunters need to come snap them up. They won't last long. Now, we have a whole lot and warehouse full of 2012s. Now, on top of Polaris, we also sell New Holland, tractors and equipment, Bush Hog and Rhino, Woods and Agmire equipment, Bad Boy mowers and ATVs, Dixie chopper mowers. Folks, we also sell Big Tex and S&H trailers. And when you go inside the showroom, we've got lots of cool stuff there too. Yeti coolers, Arctic Ridge coolers. We've got Benchmade knives, Gerber gear, and Outdoor Edge knives. And we've also got Cannon and Winchester gun safes. That's just to list a few. If you're looking for some great deals, come see us today. Hoffpower's Polaris and Outdoor Superstore. Check us out on the web at houtdoor.com. And remember, Hoffpower's has been in Central Texas for over 47 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.